So on to item 10, miscellaneous, and for 10A, it's staff report. Gail, I believe you you have a report.
Yes, I wanted to mention to the board that Sisera staff have been working very hard for the benefit of Sisera and its members and beneficiaries. And we are continuing to process retiree payroll on time. We are continuing to make vendor payments. We have opened up our phone lines on a limited basis so that members can call and talk to us directly and not have to leave a voicemail as we'd been doing in the past. And so I just wanted to report that to the board that we are maintaining our essential functions at this point.
Thank you, Gail. And well done to all of staff for keeping the system rolling. I'm sure all trustees appreciate the efforts that are going on at this time. I believe also Tim Price has a report.
Just a brief update for the trustees. We'll have a more expansive report at the next board meeting in terms of our rebalancing activity, but just want to provide some high-level comments. We, throughout this process, we have been focused on rebalancing back into the growth portfolio from risk diversifying. To date, we've rebalanced about $150 million into risk assets from risk mitigating assets. We've made capital calls of approximately $60 million since the end of March, and we've made additional commitments totaling about $100 million as well. So operationally, we continue to handle the rebalancing. The liquidity portfolio remains robust and is paying out the benefit payments, and things are operating according to the plan as outlined in the investment policy statement.
Todd, did I lose you?
Sorry, Scott. I was muted. Scott, you said something.
I just wanted to make a comment that I appreciate the report we just got, and I also just wanted to publicly thank Tim and Gail for the Friday memos regarding the status of investments and what we're doing and how we're weathering the storm are very comforting. They're very educational, so I just wanted to give a shout out to both. I think that's been a real positive to know essentially that the FFP in a significant way was built to weather the type of storm we're having. So it's gratifying to see, as difficult as this is, it's functioning. So, and I really appreciate the reports.
Well said, Scott.
Great. I would add to that, if we thought there was a stress test that could stress FFP, I think we're going through it right now.
So I'm not great. That's so true.
Agreed. And I also would add to that the preemptive informational updates that are be sending out to the groups. The best thing for the retirees, of course, is they're continuing to make the payrolls right on schedule. And the preemptive notices out to the groups, which we've seen copies of, I think are excellent, because I just can't help but think that while they're fighting their own alligators, they're happy to know that we're taking care of our side. So well done.
Great. Thank you, Jerry.
Tim, this is John. It looks like our asset totals have gone from 9.4 billion to 8.3 billion. Now, I recognize that lots of income comes in, distributions go out, et cetera. Any additional comments on that reduction as of right now, and where they might be most located? Or
John, I think the 9.4 you're referencing is probably a year-end number there. So we've certainly experienced about a 9.7% drawdown. We've also paid out benefit payments of about $140 million. And we are currently in the middle of a rebound. So we'll have some updated figures for the trustees at the next board meeting, I'm hoping, but we'll do a performance analysis of performance through March 31 and provide some preliminary guidance on what the rebound in the equity markets, particularly in the United States, has looked like in April and thus far in May. But I think in terms of broad sweeping statements, roughly half of the drawdown has been recovered at this point.
Thank you, Tim. And Lily, did you have something? Louie, would you mind? There you go. Thank you very much. So on to 10B, outside professionals report. I don't know if Harvey's on the line yet and has anything to offer. Hearing none, I'll move on to 10C, trustee comments. Do any trustees have anything they'd like to comment on?
Yeah, I'm just having problems with my audio. It's going in and out and echoing, so I missed some of that, but that's fine. I don't know if anybody else is having problems.
I'm sorry to hear that, Louis. We can definitely see if we can look into that before the next meeting.
I'm just curious, anybody else having those problems?
Speaking for myself, I'm not experiencing any problems.
Okay. So this is Scott.
I'm not.
Louis, this is Will. I was hearing an echo earlier, I think, when Tim was talking with John.
Yeah. Jared. I would add that may be on John's end somehow because it's echoing every time he's in.
Yeah. Yes, I was going to say exactly that. I go back on mute immediately on the phone after I get off.
Okay.
Well, Todd, I do have one comment.
Yes, Scott. As
a trustee comment, I guess I would just say, to be succinct about it, this is a tough time to be a leader in this environment, and I want to certainly commend Gail for her leadership in keeping the ship running, functional, as well as to all staff. I've already discussed Tim's role and what he's doing, but I think it's important to recognize that. And I also want to recognize one of our co-trustees, chair of the Board of Supervisors, Kent Candace, is in a very difficult situation and is exercising extraordinary leadership skills. So just a shout out to our leadership teams. It's worth saying, I feel like we're in great hands, and it's a very, very difficult job. So it's much appreciated. I'm sure we all feel that, but just wanted to get that out there.
Thanks, Scott.
Hear, hear.
Thank you, Scott. Any other trustee comments? I don't think I'm hearing any, so.